The Senate, or at least a lot of senators, are tied up with the 2018 budget and probing whether Russia influenced the 2016 election. But members still remain interested in Veterans Affairs. The committee is marking up the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. And if enacted, this bill could help the department attract the talent it needs. Joining me with more, Christine Simmons, Vice President of Government Affairs at the Partnership for Public Service. Christine, good to have you on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So how would this bill help VA attract top talent?
This bill would do some very important things to address longstanding issues at the department and across government. One of the things that the bill would do is provide direct hire authority for VA medical center directors. And that's a very important thing to address in the bill. It is a critical portion of the workforce to have high-quality leaders in place in these medical centers. And there are about 168 medical centers around the country, more than 1,000 outpatient facilities. This bill would make it easier to hire those people. Second thing the bill would do
Just one second on that first part.
Sure.
Who would do the hiring of those people?
The hiring is done by leaders in the department. So there is a process that they have, and it's very challenging to compete for medical center directors because of the very strong competition with other sectors for a limited talent pool. The VA faces a shortfall of doctors alone between 60 and 90,000 people by 2025, and that's the environment in which the VA must compete.
So direct appointment of medical center directors, what else do you think would help this whole talent issue there?
Another benefit of this legislation is that it would provide more training for supervisors. It would provide training for supervisors on the rights of whistleblowers and how to address a report by an employee of a hostile work environment. And we know that that's very important, and we're pleased to see that addition to the bill. There's also training on how to effectively motivate, manage, and reward the employees who report to a supervisor. And getting to the accountability issues that are so important at the VA and across government, the bill would provide training for how to effectively manage employees who are performing at an unacceptable level and help those supervisors get assistance from the Human Resources Office and the Department's Office of the General Counsel with respect to how to handle those employees.
So it sounds like there's sort of a faster in but also faster out process for medical and people that have direct say over what happens to veterans.
Right. I think the goal is to make it easier to hire people and hire good people more quickly, and also to make it easier to remove people and yet still retain important due process protections.
Because there is a much shortening of the period for appeals and decisions on adverse reactions, adverse evaluations, I should say, adverse employee actions that would be allowed under this bill. Does that still square with, in general, with merit systems principles?
It does. The bill attempts to strike a balance between setting a timeline for action on dealing with poor performers, whether it's because of misconduct or poor performance, but with an opportunity for employees to respond. And ensuring that there is notice to an employee and an opportunity for an employee to respond is important, and that's a change in the House, that is a change in the Senate version of the bill as compared to the House bill.
Got it. And you mentioned earlier that there are better incentives for people that perform well. What are some of those?
One of the things we think is not included in the bill but would be helpful to add would be market-based compensation. Again, because of the environment in which the department needs to recruit new talent, particularly medical center directors, frankly, it's hard to afford those people. So one of the things that is not included in the bill but we think will be important going forward for Congress to look at is making market pay available. Providing market pay would drive up the cost of the bill, and that's something to be concerned about.
Because people that run medical centers on the scale of a VA regional center probably make two or three times what the VA employee makes.
That's two or three times or even more. And certainly government is not going to pay private sector salaries for those critical positions. And yet it's important that it does whatever it can to try to match or at least become competitive, particularly for those people who are public service minded. And there are many, many people who would like to serve in government and serve our veteran communities. And we need to make it possible for them to do that with as many tools as we can offer. And one of those would be a more market-sensitive compensation system.
We're speaking with Christine Simmons, Vice President of Government Affairs at the Partnership for Public Service. And looking at this in the larger context of the government, what kind of message, or does it send the correct message for VA to be treated so differently from other departments?
I think that's an important point that you raised, Tom, because we believe that government as a whole has the need to attract and retain the very best and brightest we can. And ideally, we need to think of government as a more integrated enterprise. The VA is not the only department that needs doctors. There are doctors employed in other departments as well, and we need our government to be able to attract the best and brightest and people who are interested in serving our country. And so ideally, this will be a chance to see how some of these reforms work in the context of this particular department, and where things are successful and are working well, consider how this can serve as a model for government-wide reform.
On the other end of the title of this bill is whistleblower protection, which is a little bit different from incentivizing employees and so on. Does the whistleblower protections, does that strike you as something that could also help the VA attract talent in any way?
Whistleblower protection is a very important aspect of this bill, and it's one of the areas that was able to bring Republicans and Democrats together. The bill codifies the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, meaning that this would be an office that is now created in statute, and it would be headed by a Senate-confirmed assistant secretary. That gives Congress some sense that this person would be accountable to Congress as well as to the secretary for ensuring that whistleblowers are protected in the department. And we know from the best places to work in the federal government rankings that only 60% across government of federal employees feel that they can raise concerns about misconduct or violation of law without fear of reprisal. That's where culture change becomes so important. We need to change the culture of our federal institutions to make it safe for people to raise concerns and identify performance issues so that they can be addressed. And this whistleblower protection and the emphasis on protecting whistleblowers in the bill will help contribute to that kind of culture.
So I guess in some larger sense, statutes really trump policy when it comes to forcing agencies to change the way they think and work.
It needs to be a combination of both law but also behavior change. There's a lot that the law can do to drive the kind of behavior change we want to see in agencies, but the law can't do it all. And that's where leadership is so important. Getting the right leaders in place and holding those leaders accountable is an essential element in improving organizational performance.
Christine Simmons is Vice President of Government Affairs at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.